This is Mustafa Al-Zaghbi. Today we're going to talk about how to create MySQL database on Azure. We're going to go through the basic steps of creating and provisioning MySQL database on Azure portal. Before we get started, this is my contact information. My Twitter handle, @MustafaAlZaghbi. My blog URL, MustafaAlZaghbi.com. Now, we need to go to portal.azure.com. It's basically the Microsoft Azure portal to create any Azure service. So once you go to portal.azure.com, you just need to go to the new button to provision a new instance of any Azure service. And then we're going to go ahead and click on data and storage. And then you're going to see here different multiple and data and storage services within Microsoft Azure. So we're going to go ahead all the way to the bottom, and we're going to see a MySQL database. And then you're going to see here different options once you select the MySQL database as a database type for your data service that you need to provision on Microsoft Azure. The first thing that you need to set is the database name. For this demo, let's call it test01. Once you click on the pricing tier, you will see different pricing tiers for MySQL. The difference between pricing tiers will be the total number of connections, the storage, the entry level, the multi-tenant, the SLA percent. For example, the free tier, which is the first one, which basically support up to 4 total connection, 0.02 GB storage, and the SLA is 99.95% uptime. So if you go all the way to the highest tier for MySQL, it basically support up to 40 total connection, 10 GB storage, 24x7 support, geo distribution, 100% uptime SLA. So whatever you are comfortable with based on the type of application you are developing, select the right pricing tier for MySQL. For the purpose of the video, we're gonna go ahead with the free tier. So we're gonna select the first one and click. Then we're going to select the resource group. Here you're gonna have multiple options. One is to create a new resource group or select one of the existing one. For the purpose of the demo, we're gonna go ahead and select one of the existing resource groups. So the subscription here, because I have only one subscription under my account, the account that I'm logged in with, so here I don't have an option to select different ones. But if you have a multiple subscription that you have under your account, you'll be able to select under which subscription this database will be, you know, linked to. And then the location, here you're gonna have a multiple location, select whatever location that you are comfortable with or most of your services that you are hosting on Azure will be. So in my case, I prefer to have all my services on the East Coast. So I'm gonna go ahead and East, I will select the East US. So here the legal terms, if you wanna see the legal terms for the MySQL, you will go ahead and read it and then you can click OK. And then there is a one checkbox at the bottom. So basically if you check this, this resource will be pinned on the homepage of the portal. So it's up to you if you wanna check it or not. And then once you hit create, basically we're gonna provision a new MySQL database on Azure. And then you see basically that we have navigated to the homepage, and basically now that the database is being provisioned, and you can get the status of the any object that you create on Microsoft Azure by clicking on the notification window, and that shows you that the MySQL database is still in progress. So this means that you have to wait a few seconds until the MySQL database is provisioned. While we are waiting for this database to be provisioned, I want to show you how to create a MySQL database in a different way. By clicking on the new button, instead of going to the data and storage, we're gonna go ahead all the way to the bottom and click on marketplace. Here you're gonna see everything. Still, you can select and filter the data based on the type of service that you want from Microsoft Azure, but the easiest way is just to search for it. I'm just gonna go ahead and type MySQL. And here, you're gonna see that the MySQL database from ClearDB is already there. For sure, you're gonna see a lot of options, but for me, I want to create a MySQL database from Clear Database from this publisher. So I'm gonna go ahead and click on MySQL, ClearDB. In this case, you're gonna go ahead and see that you should be able to give you some information about the database, and you can go ahead and click on create. Once you click on the create, you're gonna see the same step that we have done by putting the database name. For example, let's go test02. In this case, the pricing tier, as we mentioned before, we select any pricing tier. I'm just gonna click the free tier and click on select. And then I will go ahead and click a resource group. I'm gonna see default resource group and subscription location. Let's go with the Centeast US, and then we're gonna go ahead and select legal terms and then click OK, and then we're gonna click on create button. So now basically we are now provisioning a different database in a different way on Azure portal. We see here that the database that we have provisioned a few seconds ago has been completed and it's healthy. So I'm gonna go ahead and click on the database. So to see all the settings for the database, there's this all settings link. So you're gonna go ahead and click on the all settings link. And here, when you click on the properties, and through this window of the properties window, you'll be able to see all the settings and the properties associated with the provisioned database. So here you will be able to see the host name, port, username and password, connection string that you can use in your apps. And this is how you can navigate through all the settings for the provisioned MySQL database on Azure. Before we wrap up, I want to share with you some resources. The first resource is basically how to create MySQL database, but this basically resource is using the old portal. So if you wanna or you prefer to use the old portal for Microsoft Azure, feel free to grab this URL and just go step by step as well to create a MySQL database. The second resource is basically, it's a GitHub basically sample application to use a PHP to connect to MySQL and Azure. Thank you for listening. Again, if you have any questions, feel free to contact me through my blog, mustafaalzaghbi.com, or drop me a message at my Twitter handle. Thank you.